changing.
Good evening and welcome to Women's Volleyball Action live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, live from the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein alongside Noelle Rodan, and we welcome you to another broadcast of Dominican Athletics. Tonight, the Lady Penguins volleyball team working on their own winning streak, taking on the Holy Names Hawks from just up the road. A rivalry match here that goes back to the Cal Pack days. And for some rivalries, it happens on the field. For this one, though, in particular, Noelle, this one might be one of those rivalries that festered off the field.
Well, I have to say, Hunter, when nuns are fighting, you know that it's a battle. This rivalry goes all the way back to when the school was ran by nuns. They had a barn here on campus, and the barn was for basketball and other sports that were happening on campus as well. But more importantly, the nuns had gardens in the barn, and it's the craziest thing. They would have battles on who could grow the best plants, I guess. I had a talk with the archivist, I think that's the archivist, right? And her name's Annie, the librarian. She told me that the nuns fought over the gardens back in the day. So we like to say that here at Dominican, if your nuns are fighting with the other team's nuns, then, you know, you can't get along. You just can't get along.
The Cal Pack West days are over. It's both NC2A Division II and the Pack West here for both of these teams. The Lady Penguins with unbelievable momentum going into tonight. Last night, a sweep over Mills College, securing their eighth win in a row. Their first time eight overall wins have been achieved in a season since 2008. Of course, that team at Cal Pack, of course, went 11-11. This, though, Pack West, NC2A, 8-14 overall, 5-7 in Pack West play. Tonight, a conference match against the one win Hawks from Holy Names University. One win in Pack West play, 1-11. That first win coming on Thursday night at home as they took on the Argonauts from NDNU. It was a three-set sweep, so two teams coming off some fresh momentum, though the Lady Penguins have been playing almost flawless volleyball, Noelle, as they go into this match tonight.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Hunter. I mean, last night we had the two first sets were basically, like you said, they were flawless. Textbook plays, great passing, great transitions off the net. They were closing the block like they needed to, and it's exactly what they needed to do because they needed to bring that into this game right here. Rival games are known to go either way. That's one of the things about just playing your rival is even if you're technically the better team on paper, you never know what's going to happen. You can never underestimate your opponent. Sometimes the momentum is carried by who has more fans in the crowd. So tonight's going to be really important that they keep this winning streak going because, like we said before, they have an opportunity to turn their season around. I mean, we had a really rough first half, but we're going into our second half. We got the Hawaii circuit coming up, and they could take a lot of momentum out to Hawaii, and that would help them a lot.
One of those players that have been helping the Penguins play so well, Maddie Powelson, the freshman we mentioned in last night's broadcast, named to the PacWest Freshman of the Week last week for contests between October 14th and the 20th. She's a rookie outside hitter and a freshman that's really paid dividends for this team. And not to be outdone, Amanda Wasco, who might be a newcomer to this team, however, she's played NC2A Division I volleyball last year at Utah, a transfer sophomore, making big strides here for the Lady Penguins.
Wasco led the game against Holy Names the last time. She led with 12 kills. She's been a little bit on the quiet side, but I'm hoping that this is a game where she comes out of her shell. Sometimes it happens to players, you know, they get in a rut, but they just need to get back in the zone. Wasco is definitely a dominant player on this team already. She came in right away and just contributed.
Two teams coming off two sweeps. The Lady Penguins looking for another win as they continue this winning streak. It would be 7 in a row if they pull off the victory tonight, and that would no doubt be a record in Division II play as far as this program's concerned. Hunter Hornstein alongside Noelle Rodan. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Starting lineups and first serve live at the Conlin Center. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Listen, Matt, you ain't all of that, Cat, and Elwood, you
back live at the Conlin Center. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein alongside Noel Roldan for tonight as the Lady Penguins taking on the Lady Hawks from Holy Names University. Your starters tonight as the Lady Penguins taking on the Hawks. Dominican at 8-14 overall. 5-7 in the Pac West. Holy Names 1-21 overall, 1-11 in Pac West. First for the visiting Hawks, it'll be number one, Melissa Munley, a freshman outside hitter from Spanish Springs, Nevada. Number three, Sierra Taylor, a junior outside hitter from Guerneville, California. Number five, Alexandra Ramos, is out of Pico Rivera, California. She's a senior. Number six, Jessica Pena, is a middle blocker, a senior from Folsom, California. Number 16, Alexandra Calderon, is an outside hitter, senior from Dublin, California. And number 27, Rachel Veritarian, a senior from Sacramento, California. The libero tonight for head coach Ali Oliver's Hawks is number seven, Tatum Bales, a senior from Vacaville, California. Head coach Gail Stammer for Dominican in her fourth season. She'll trot out this lineup, who has been red hot as of lately. Hannah Stocking, number three, the senior outside hitter from Ashland, Oregon. Number six, Kelsey Lardner, the senior setter from Auburn, California. Number 12, the transfer, Amanda Wasco, sophomore outside hitter from Honolulu, Hawaii. Number 14, Megan Callen, second in the team in blocks, the junior middle blockers from Laverne, California. The team leader in blocks, Samantha Rains, is in there. Number 15, the junior out of Placerville, California. And then Maddie Powelson, last week's freshman of the week in the Pac West, a freshman out of Tulane, Oregon. She is a freshman as well. And then, of course, the libero, number eight, Amanda Lee, the freshman libero from Daly City, California. And we're just about underway as our reserves and starters are announced here at the Conlin Center by overhead announcer Mark Carlson. The Lady Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. That is the cue on your keyboard if you're listening on your computer at home. The Hawks in their red uniforms on the side of the P at your keyboard. Lady Penguins wearing their white and gold, and really after they got this winning streak going, they haven't really deferred from that uniform selection, and I guess if you play the hot hand, it works. The Lady Penguins coming off a six-win winning streak, a match winning streak going for number seven, their eighth win overall last night against Mills College, a sweep, and really the Lady Penguins clicking on all cylinders as we head into this match tonight.
Well, and I think this is important to bring up. This is the first time in NCAA history where our record overall, we're above 500 at the moment. And I think that's a big deal. I've been talking to the seniors, you know, and we're starting to see the transition period come to an end and actually come into our own as Division II NCAA athletes. And it's important because we struggled for a while.
Yeah, and after struggling, though, the Lady Penguins have been able to right the ship somewhat, and those great recruiting moments by Gail Stammer have come to fruition. It's now time for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. NC2A Division Volleyball action coming your way here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We remind you that this broadcast is property of the university as well as the Media Studies Department here on campus. Any recreation of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without express written consent from Dominican University of California. Hunter Hornstein alongside Noel Roldan, and we're ready to go here at the Conlin Center. Lady Penguins, 5-7 in Pac West play, currently sitting in seventh place, and they've made strides since their early start this year, where They might have been struggling at times. However, they've turned it around with a six-match winning streak. Looking for number seven tonight. Holy Names at 1-11. The struggles continue for the Lady Hawks as they are sitting dead last in the Pac West at 12th place. However, they're coming off some momentum of their own. A sweep against NDNU at home for their first win in Pac West. So a couple of teams trying to play off some momentum. The Lady Penguins have the benefit of being at home, however, in front of a pretty good crowd here on this Saturday night at the Conlin Center.
Well, I'm excited, Hunter. I think this is going to be a lot of fun tonight. I mean, both these two teams, anytime Holy Names is in the house, the crowd is live. I mean, you got to get out for the game. It's your rival. It's important to just go out there, and I want to say something, but I can't say it, you know?
You mentioned the rivalry going back to the Cal Pac days, and it might not have even been about volleyball, but nevertheless, a good rivalry going. It is alumni night here at the Conlin Center, so a lot of those alumni that have been in the program before, whether it's NAIA or NC2A, are in the house. And coming off the heels of emotional Think Pink night last night, the Lady Penguins still wearing those pink socks throughout the weekend. Kelsey Lardner back to serve, and away we go as it's bumped up by the Hawks. In the middle, they go left side, helped across. Here comes Lardner. She bumps it up. They go to Lee, who goes to Wasco. Wasco right side, back row, nothing doing as the Hawks are able to clear. They go left side now off the hands of Hannah Stocking. They go left side. There's Wasco. Wasco dinks it across and in front of a diving Calderon, and it's a first point for the Penguins. They draw first blood. It's 1-0.
That's very good on Wasco's part. She needs that first point. I've noticed that when she gets that first point, she's in the zone.
Wasco racking up the kills with 194 going into tonight. A service ace, meanwhile, by Kelsey Lardner, and it's just like that, 2-0, as the Lady Penguins are off to a good start, and no shortage of momentum as we get underway here in this rivalry match against the Hawks. Back row serve, bumped up. They go left side. There's Viterian. She led the team in kills in their win against NDNU with 11. She gets another kill there, cuts the deficit in half. It's 2-1. Hawks on the board, and they'll send Munley back to serve. Racing in. Here's a serve. They go to Stocking on the right side. Lardner now goes to Wasco. Wasco goes back row. It's bumped up in front of the net. They go back to Viterian. Blocked in front of the net by Lardner. Now it's helped across. Back row. There's Lee. They go left side to Jones. Jones into the corner. Bumped up by the Hawks, though. They clear. Viterian goes left side. There's Lee to Lardner. Back set to Callen. Callen off the hands of Bales and out of bounds. And a kill by Megan Callen gives the Penguins another point. It's 3-1.
Great placement by Callen. Bales was trying to get to that right side back corner, but she wasn't able to get to it. Just right off the hands. Very smart play.
It'll be Powelson back to serve. PacWest Freshman of the Year does. Back row, bumped up, front of the net. They go left side, Viterian. Back row, off of Lee's hands, and out of bounds. A kill. Viterian got the better of her, and she's really going to be the offensive threat that the Penguins have to worry about. We mentioned 11 kills in their sweep against NDNU on Thursday night. And so far, 2 tonight for the Hawks. It's 3-2 now. Dominican still leads. Here's the runner. The serve by the Hawks is bumped up. In front of the net, Viterian beats her. And Taylor, who is a junior, Sierra Taylor, puts it away. And she was second in the team in kills on Thursday night. She had 10. She contributes there, and we're all tied up at 3.
They have a really big present up there between Taylor and Vartanian. I mean, they're bigger than our Callen and our Reigns.
Bales goes back to serve. They go left side to Wasco. Wasco tries to kill it. Nothing doing. Viterian back row. Lee. Now to Lardner. They go back to Callen. Callen off the hands. Viterian helps it across. Now there goes Taylor. Off the hands of a diving Kelsey Lardner. Ball still alive. Powelson clears it. Back row to Bales. They set in front of the net. Viterian blocked in front of the net. Bumped up by the Hawks. Ball still alive. Quick set. Helps it across. And a diving attempt by Kelsey Lardner comes up. No good. That was Ramos who helped it across quickly. And really, she's been setting it all night until that point right there where she instead just helped it across herself. She gets the point for the Hawks. They lead now 4-3. Here's the serve. Back row, Stocking, Lardner, Wasco. Back row, Ramos bumps it up. Viterian helps it across. Battle in front of the net. Ball still alive. Left side. They go Stocking. Stocking tries to put it away. Back row, nothing doing. Viterian one more time. Diving attempt by Stocking. She helps it. Back set to Wasco. Wasco left side. Viterian. Now they'll go to Taylor. Back to Lardner. In the middle, there's Callen. Callen back row, bumped up. Battle in front of the net. Does Megan win it? Yes.
That was a battle of both. T- Taylor and Callen up at the net battling, trying to get it over. Callen just pushed it right back over towards the Holy Name side. And like I said, I mean, we're starting off to a very close nail biter. We got one right here.
4-4 now as Lee goes back to serve. She goes middle court, back bumped up. They go left side. Back row, bumped off the hands. Powelson saves it, diving attempt by Hannah. She can't come up with it. It looked like she might have tripped prior to hitting that ball, and she tried to save it on a last-ditch effort, nothing doing. Hawks reclaim the lead. It's now 5-4.
Hannah stalking with the towel, trying to wipe up a wet spot, apparently, that was on the ground there. I worry about her, too. She looked like she kind of twisted up a little bit. She's been having some difficulties with that right foot of hers.
Tested out that right ankle last night. Trying to do so the same. Wasco tries to go big kill. Instead, she's met at top of the net by Calderon. Calderon puts it away emphatically, and the Hawks add another point to their lead. It's now 6-4, Holy Names. Vartarian, who stands at 6-1, goes back to serve. Bumped up by Powelson. Lardner goes Reigns. Reigns helps it across, bumped up. Left side, and it goes out of bounds. That was Gibson, who had just subbed in. She tried to find the backcourt. Didn't happen, though, and the Lady Penguins get the point on the error, and they've cut the deficit to 1, 6-5 now, as Wasco will go back to serve. Cross court, back row, bumped up. And they set back row to the Penguins. Back set to Wasco. Wasco instead goes right into the net, and the error gives the point to the Hawks. 7-5 now, Dominican still trails.
Dominican's really going to need to start stopping the bleeding. I mean, this is one of those games where you can't let the team get away with this.
Calderon and the Hawks coming off the sweep in their last match on Thursday, trying to halt the Dominican winning streak. Helped across quickly by Stocking, nothing doing. There's Gibson. She goes back to Stocking. Stocking goes back row, bumped up by the Hawks, ball still alive. They go to Vartarian. Vartarian goes cross court. Now Lardner. There's Reigns. Reigns back row, nothing doing. They go left side. Bumped in front of the net, helped across. Penguins keep it alive. They help it across now to the Hawks. Hawks on the offensive. They go left side. Did she get it? She did. That was Gibson once again with a good kill as it found that back row. Point to the Hawks. It's 8-5, and Gail Stammers forced to call an early timeout.
The Penguins keep finding that libero, number 7, Tatum Bales. She's killing it in the back row right now for Holy Names. I think she just had 5 digs in a row going from left to right of the court. I mean, I think the Penguins are trying to find these back quarters, but unfortunately, Holy Names is doing a great job at having them covered. I'm over here listening to Coach Oliver, and it's almost as if she's calling out every single play. I mean, Sam Reigns went up, and before she even decided whether she was going to hit it or tip it, Coach Oliver was like, hey, watch for the tip. Next thing you know, Sam Reigns tips it, and they have it covered.
So, Lady Penguins, not to cut you off, Noel, but the Lady Penguins have had the benefit of really not being challenged throughout this winning streak that they've had.
Yet.
You look back when this winning streak started on October 7th against Chaminade. They won 3-1. Then they went to Holy Names and won 3-0. Ursuline College in the non-conference, 3-0. Art U took them to the brink in 5 at the Kezar Pavilion. They recovered, went to NDMU in Belmont, 3-0, and then Mills College, 3-0. So the Hawks really taking the Penguins in a place that they're not too familiar with. And you got to think that Dominicans trying to scramble to stop the bleeding and get back on track. We're back underway. Sam Reigns goes right side and finds the back corner for the kill. And emphatically, they started off with the kill.
But it was out of bounds.
You're right.
It was out of bounds.
The crowd thought, as well as I did, that she found that back court. It was out of bounds. Good eyes there, Noelle. It's 9-5 now as the Hawks take one away from what would have been a spectacular kill by Sam Reigns. Left side, Hannah Stocking helps it across, bumped up by Sierra. They go left side. Back row, there's Maddie Powelson. Then they tried to go again to Hannah Stocking. She got enough on it as it went off the hands of Calderon. And Calderon, who just bumped it up, it was hit so hard it went out of bounds. Nothing that the Hawks could do about that one. A good kill by Stocking. And it's 6-9 now as the Lady Penguins are trailing. Stocking serve is a slinking line drive and a big block in front of the net by Hannah. Sam Reigns, check that. That was Sierra Taylor who tried to help it across quickly. Sam Reigns met her up front, and the Penguins with the point. 9-7 now, they trail.
That was a beautiful play by Samantha Reigns.
Back row bumped up. Taylor goes left side. And there was Munley. She finds the right side of the court. for the kill. Another point to the Hawks. They've reached double digits first. 10-7, they lead.
I've noticed Holy Names has a knack for going up, being on the left side, then hitting all the way cross court to the right side. They've been able to find even the front corners as well as the back.
Precision hitting on the side of the Hawks. Left side, there goes Jones. Nothing doing as it's bumped up by Munley. Now they'll go Munley again. She tries to kill it, blocked in front of the net. Big battle up front. Lardner wins it. Ball helped across by Lee. They go back to Munley left side, blocked by Sam Raines, and they find open net. Big block by Sam Raines for the point. Penguins back on track. It's 10-8. And with Dominican trailing now, Gail Stammer will send in Sari Kwan to serve. Kwan with 23 service aces leading the team, including a career night last night. Kelsey Lardner now bumps it up. She goes to Megan Callen off the hands of the Hawks. They try to save it in the back row. Will they? No, as it comes just short of the net. That was number 16, Alexandra Calderon, who went diving for it, tried to hit it up, and really after three touches, the Hawks just had to play spectator in that situation. It fell just short of the net, and the Lady Penguins with the point. The deficit cut to 1, 10-9 now. Kwan serve, back row. They bump it up, helped across. Out of bounds, we're tied.
I might have spoke too soon, Hunter, with the precision hitting. Number 6, Jessica Pena, trying to get up and hit it over to the left side of the court from the right, just missing the line.
Kwan serve, back row. Pena bumps it up. They go left side. Munley instead helps it across. There's Jones. Lardner back to Jones. Jones in the middle. Back row bumped up by the Hawks. They go left side to Munley again. She's blocked by Callen. Ball still alive, though, as Vartarian helps it across back row. They go left side now, Dominican does, to Jones, and Jones puts it away off the hands of Bales and the Penguins with their first lead. It's 11-10.
You can see Jessica Jones right now just getting up for this game, which is great to see. The senior leadership is what we need.
Penguins clawing their way all the way back. Now lead it by one. Kwan serve again. Back row. Hawks again going left side to Munley, but there's Jessica Jones. Helped across by Lardner. Munley one more time. Blocked in front of the net. Diving attempt by 3 Penguins. They can't get up with it. That was Lardner, Jones, Wasco all diving to the floor to try to save it. Instead, it falls, and we're all tied up at 11.
This has been a spectacular first rival set, I have to say.
We might be in for a long one. Lardner quickly helps it across. Finds the backcourt. And a big kill by Lardner. She gets the point. 12-11. Dominican reclaims the lead.
Another crafty play by our setter, Kelsey Lardner. We're definitely going to miss her next year.
Lardner serve. Back row bumped up. Vartarian with the left-handed hit off the hands of a diving Kwan and out of bounds. The kill by Vartarian knots this one up at 12 once again. And I'll tell you what, this is going back and forth. And we might be in for a long night, Noel.
I have to say that Holy Names is doing a great job of finding the holes. It's something that Dominican needs to do tonight.
Munley puts too much English on her serve. It goes into the back row and out of bounds. The service error gives the Penguins the point and the lead, 13-12, as Powelson will go back to serve for Dominican. Powelson goes right to Taylor. Taylor bumps it up. They go left side. Vartarian helps it across. Diving attempt by Powelson. Ball still alive as Wasco clears it. Sari Kwan gets it back on the other side of the Hawks. Helped across by Vartarian. There's Wasco. Lardner sets left side. Blocked in front of the net by Hannah Stocking off of Vartarian's hands and out of bounds. Point to the Penguins.
Stocking is doing a great job at tooling off that block, tooling off everyone's hands. I mean, just a couple plays ago, she went off Calderon's hands and just now off Vartarian, who is a huge presence for the Holy Names.
14-12. As that serve barely gets over the net, blocked in front of the net by Hannah Stocking, and they call a point to the Penguins as the Hawks were in the net. 15-12, Dominican trying to pull away here in set number one.
I do have to say there hasn't been too many of those little gimmies this game. You know, the little dinker plays that
the get, mental errors.
Yeah, the mental errors.
Absolutely.
It's been a lot of really good volleyball so far.
In front of the net, Callen wins it. Blocked by Callen, and another point for the Penguins. 16-12. Allie Oliver wants some answers, head coach for the Hawks. Looping serve by Powelson. They set in front of the net. Back row, Vartarian puts it away.
Vartarian once again from the right side of the court, hitting with her left hand to the left side of the court. I can't imagine how hard that would be to try to get that kind of awkward twist, but she's so good at it. I mean, she's been throwing the Penguins off all night. But like I said before, our main hitters, Jessica Jones, Hannah Stocking, Wasco, they've been hitting it where people are at. They haven't been finding the holes. And so we're hitting hard, and we're actually doing a great job at, you know, being successful and getting it over the net. Just unfortunately, we're hitting it right into their hands.
Right. The Hawks have found an answer for really the offensive juggernauts that Dominican Tots out there, Stocking, Jones, Wasco. They haven't been able to get to that fast start that they're so accustomed to. The Hawks, meanwhile, calling the timeout as they now trail. Dominican leads 7-12 here. As we are just back underway, Dale Stammer didn't really have a whole lot to talk to her team about as she let the team go back on the court with almost 17 seconds left of the 30-second timeout. So she must like what she's seeing and just letting them play volleyball. And in the last six matches, why not?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. It's not a mental game right now. They're just feeling it, you know. They're just playing what they know.
Powelson back to serve. We're back underway. Cross court, bumped up. Looked like they were going to go Vartarian. Instead, they go to Munsley. Munsley instead finds the better of the back row. Ball still alive now as Kwan gets rid of it. Helped across quickly by Stocking. A diving attempt by Ramos, and she put it into the net. The dink by Stocking gives the point to the Penguins, 18-12, and Dominican really starting to pull away here as they're starting to smell that blood in the water, Noelle.
It's just what they need to do, especially right now.
Powelson serve in the middle, bumped up. They set for Vartarian. Vartarian puts it away. And she fist pumps and says, let's go. After that one, a big hit, and really what the Hawks needed in this point. Blocked in front of the net, and that'll do it. Reigns and Stocking go up for the block as Cole tried to put it away. Nothing doing. 25-14, your final in set number one. The Lady Penguins recover and win it. And the Lady Penguins, after falling behind early, Noel, come back in roaring fashion, really, and ride the right arms of Stocking and Reigns, and the list goes on, and they win that one 25-14 as they're off to a good start here in this best-of-five match. And the Hawks, though, really gave them a run for their money, coming out playing very aggressive and really testing the Lady Penguins early.
Well, it was a great first match. I mean, literally, the first 12 points were just back and forth, back and forth. And it's exactly what you want to see in a rival game. But like I said before, the Holy Names came out doing the right thing. But I think Dominican found their groove again and kind of took them out of their game, because now they're starting to make those mental errors, back row setting or passing to the setter into the net, so the setter's making mental errors, you know, and they're hitting the ball out of bounds. So it's good to see, because Dominican now, you can see that they're finding their momentum again. It was a little bit shaky there in the beginning.
Nevertheless, the Hawks really making the Penguins work for that set one win, and it probably won't be easy the rest of the night. However, the Lady Penguins really feeling the momentum, getting locked in early, and coming away with the set number one win. When we come back, set number two, live here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornsey, Noel Rodin will be back in a minute. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Venite con noi per un'avventura fantastica.
Come with us to Italy for a 10-day, 10-night trip, commencing on May 19th and returning on May 29th, 2014. We'll be visiting Venice, Florence, and Rome with day trips to Pompeii, Orvieto, and Tivoli. The trip is being sponsored by the Dominican University of California Honors Program. However, you do not need to be an honors student to participate.
Tutti possono venire.
It's open to all students, faculty, staff, friends, and family. This is Matt Davis, and I'll be one of the tour leaders along with Dr. Diarra Spain. To learn more about the trip or to sign up, please contact me at matt.davis@dominican.edu. or diara.spain@dominican.edu. We hope to see you in Italy.
Ciao, a presto.
Welcome back to the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, Noel Rodan, and Lady Penguin volleyball action. As the Lady Penguins entertaining the Lady Hawks from Holy Names University. Penguins won set number one, 25-14. Looking to win set number two as the two teams switch places. Amanda Wasco and Megan Callen and Hannah Stocking, three kills apiece to lead the Penguins in set number one. We're back underway. Lardner back sets to Jones. Jones finds a back row. Nothing doing as it's bumped up by the Hawks. Helped across quickly. Diving attempt by Lardner. A desperation attempt by Lee. Saves it. They go in front of the net. Left side. Munley. Back row. There's Lee. Lardner goes to Jones. Jones puts it away and finds that back row. And really a good save by Lee at the back row. Jessica Jones laughing to herself as she takes the seat after that first point kill. It's 1-0.
Well, Lee just went flying through the air trying to get that ball over. You know, I've been really impressed with the new recruit, Amanda Lee.
Lee being very consistent early on, blocked by Wasco up front. Hannah Stocking wants to say that the Hawks were in the net. However, the Lions just disagrees. Point goes the way of Holy Names. We're tied at one now. They'll reclaim possession of the ball as Sierra Taylor goes back to serve. Taylor. 1-2 bounce. And away we go. Back row bumped up. There's Lardner. Left side. Stocking off the hands. Back row saved. There's Pena Ramos. She goes left side to Munley. Back to the Penguins. And the set to Callen. And Callen puts it away. 2-1. After the point for the Penguins. Callen takes a seat. Reigns comes back into the game and back to serve as Amanda Lee.
Gibson and Zulueta trying to close that block, but Callen was able to find the hole.
And Lee's serve goes straight into the net. And service error. Service error now 2-2. And now to bring you the rest of the play-by-play for set number two, here's Noelle Rodan.
Thank you very much. To serve, we got Ramos, and we're off over the net. Hannah Stocking up. Kelsey to Wasco. Wasco over, and she finds court in the back row. Point Dominican, 3-2 here at the Conlin Recreation Center. So now it will be Wasco's turn to serve. She looks over at Coach Gail Stammer. Stammer telling her where to go, and we're off over the net. Hawks get it up, set by Ramos, up by Kelsey Lardner. Amanda Lee bumps it up to Hannah Stocking. Hannah Stocking blocked. Wasco with the diving attempt. Lee trying to get it over, but just missing the net. Great hustle play by Dominican University. It is 3-3 now, all tied up. And again, we have a very close game so far.
Yeah, absolutely. The Hawks coming out firing again, not letting up against the Penguins. Dominican, this one is not going to come easy.
Munley serves, stocking up. Amanda Lee gets it. Paulson just bumps it over to Munley. Munley goes to Ramos, and Vartanian trying to put it away. Lee saves it. Kelsey gets it up. Wasco just tips it over. Ramos to Vartanian. Vartanian again trying to go across court, but saved by Lardner. Lee gets it over, and Hannah Stocking with the kill. Back right corner. We have a sub now. Jessica Jones in for freshman of the week, Paulson. Stocking goes back to serve. Stocking with her foot injury has not been stopping her tonight. She's having a great game. Stocking serves it over. Unfortunately, just short. So it's going to be point to the Hawks. 4-4 now. All tied up. Bales goes to serve. Bales, their defensive specialist, has had a great game. Bales running serve, hits it over. Lee gets it up. Jessica Jones. Stocking just bumps it over. Bales bumps up. Ramos to Calderon. Calderon trying to tip it over, but Jessica Jones saves it. Lee gets it back over to the Holy Names. Bales to Ramos. Back over by Munley. Hannah Stocking saves it, and Kelsey Lardner and Jessica Jones had a little bit of miscommunication, just bumping it out of bounds. So it's going to be point for the Hawks. It is now 4-5.
Yeah, Dominican falling victim to not communicating again, as that was Kelsey Lardner and Jessica Jones. Both really didn't know if the other was going to get it, and then when they tried to go for it, it was a little too late, unfortunately, for the Penguins.
The service by Holy Names. Kelsey Lardner up to Samantha Reigns. Vartanian just tips it over. Kelsey saves it. Jessica Jones over. tries to put it away, but bails with the dig. Ramos to Calderon, Calderon to Stockings. Stockings gets it up. Kelsey Lardner sets for Stocking, and it's over. Bails with the save. Ramos sets it to Vartanian. Vartanian gets a monster block by Samantha Reigns. Reigns throwing her hands up in the air. Super excited. And I'm very excited. Coming in a little bit hot right now. Sari Kwan, our serving specialist, at the line. And it's over. Bales gets it, bumps it up. Ramos to Munley. Munley gets blocked. Bales tries to save it. Diving. Nope, but Calderon cannot get to it. And it's going to be Point Penguins. 6-5 here for Dominican University. Sari Kwan is back at the line. She has the serve. Bales gets it up. Ramos. Ramos to Munley. Lardner up. Jessica Jones kills it. Tools off the hands of Vartanian. And that will be a point to the Penguins.
As was the case in set number one, Lady Penguins and the Hawks really going back and forth early. It took until we got to double digits for Dominican to pull away.
Ramos gets it up to Taylor. Taylor goes over to Hannah Stocking. Jessica Jones just tips it over, finding the open court. And that's going to be a point to the Penguins. It is 8-5 here at the Conlon Recreation Center for Dominican University. Sari Kwan serving again. It's over. Calderon bumps it up to Ramos. Ramos to Vartanian. Vartanian going across court. Diving save by Wasco. Up by Kwan. Over by Jessica Jones. Save by Ramos. Vartanian to Munley. Munley to Kwan. Up. Jessica Jones bumps it up lightly. Stocking helps it over. Vartanian tips it to the open court. A diving attempt by Kwan, but she's not able to get to it. And it is now 8-6. Point for Holy Names. We have a sub right now. Number 17, Zulueta for Vartanian. Zulueta goes to serve. Zulueta serves. It is over. Wasco gets it up. Kelsey Lardner sets for Stocking. Stocking just tips it over. Ramos saves it. Calderon and Munley running into each other, but Bales just hitting it over. Kwan bumps it up. Kelsey to Callen. Callen with the cannon.
And the kill.
And the kill. Callen just powered it over. Bales tried to get to it, but it was off the hands. And Kelsey Lardner will go to set. Kelsey Lardner serves it over. Off the hands of Taylor. Taylor hits it. Kwan saves. Kelsey Lardner up, and Callen, another big kill. Point to the Penguins. It's 10-6, Dominican University. Kelsey Lardner looking over to Coach Stammer. Senior setter. She sets it just short of the net. I think she was trying to get a floater attempt to just drop right at that 10-foot line.
You know, after the two consecutive kills by Callen, the Lady Penguins taking that 10-7 lead. Now's the opportunity where they can break away and start distancing themselves from the Hawks and trying to put it away set number two and really put Holy Names backs up against the wall.
Seltzer serve up by Kwan. Kelsey Lardner to Wasco. Bale saves it. Ramos to Munley. Munley over. Kwan bumps up. Kelsey to Wasco. Hits it hard off the hands of Zulueta. Zulueta didn't know what to do with that. Wasco just a monster. Wasco gets up so high every single time, and she just powers the ball. I can't begin to explain how great of an asset she's been this year. Freshman of the week, Paulson serves it over. Zulueta off the hands once again from Zulueta, and it's going to be Point Penguins. It is now 12-7, Dominican University. Paulson to serve. And we're off. Bales off the shanks it off the hands of Bales. And that's going to be a service ace for Paulson, who's having a great week. Great 2 weeks, actually. Paulson back to serve. She serves off the hands of Bales. Ramos gets to it. And Munley gets it over. Kelsey bumps it up. Kwan sets it for Wasco. Wasco hits to Zulueta. Ramos to Munley. Munley across court, just missing the line, and that's going to be a point to the Penguins. 14-7 now.
Yeah, rather fortunate there for Dominican, as that one was hit on a line. Powelson, even if she tried to, she wasn't going to get a hand on that one. Fortunately, went out of bounds. But the Penguins, really a nice big break there, as that one did not miss by much.
Exactly. Kelsey Lardner sets for Callen. Callen over, Ramos to Munley. Munley over, and Hannah Stocking goes for the kill, but Munley saves it. Diving attempt by Callen. Kelsey Lardner gets it up. Hannah Stocking off the hands of Ramos. And that's going to be a point to the Penguins. It is now 15-7. Stocking has done a great job at tooling off the block tonight. I know I said that before, but it's so impressive how smart of a player she is.
Yeah, and Hannah, you know, you mentioned coming off of that ankle injury, that foot injury. I don't think that foot's hurting her anymore.
No.
She seems to be locked in there. The two teams have now taken a timeout. Gail Stammer calling it. But Hannah's foot, and that just proves how great of a player she is. Even at not necessarily at full strength, not even 100%, she's still such a great weapon offensively, as she can find that back corner so efficiently.
Well, she's got more brains than bronze. I mean, she's out there. We've said it all season, you know, the difference between Hannah Stocking and a lot of other hitters is that she knows when to be finesse and she knows when to just power the ball through the block. And so tonight, she knows, I've seen multiple times her tip it over, it wasn't really working, so you know what, I'm going to tool off the block. And now she's racking up points.
And as a senior, that trickles down throughout the team.
Exactly.
You mentioned, you see Megan Callen doing that just a junior, only her first year in this program. However, she does the same thing. Amanda Wasco's learned how to do that as well. It just trickles down, especially when you have that leadership in that senior role. Hannah, one of the co-captains on this team,
yep,
and one of three seniors, one of the original class that Gail Stammer brought in too, really paying off dividends now in her senior season.
Exactly, and we're off to a rally right now. Wasco with the kill. I spoke too soon. Point to the Penguins. It is now 16-7 here at the Conlin Recreation Center. Palston to serve. Running start. She serves it. It's over. Munley gets it up, but it's 2-1. And Laura Price getting her hands on it, hitting it straight down off the hands of Ramos. And it is now 17-7, Dominican University.
And that last kill by Wasco, if I'm not mistaken, is her sixth of the night, putting her at 200 kills for a season.
That is just spectacular to have hitters in the 200s, but that's going to be a point to the Penguins. Taylor just hit it out, so it's 18-7 now. Palson to serve. She serves. It's over. Bale gets it up. Ramos trying to find Munley, but Munley was unfortunately not able to get it, and that's going to be a point to the Penguins, 19-7.
Wasco joining Gabby Pecora, Tiana Tuatagaloa, Rhea Falea-Lili, Jessica Jones, and Hannah Stocking as the only Lady Penguins to notch 200 kills in a season. So big ups and a big pick for Gail Stammer.
Especially coming on her first year. Lolo Price blocked by Taylor, but they get it over. Taylor tips it to Wasco off the hands. Kelsey Lardner gets it up, and Palson just helps it over. Zulueta gets it up. Ramos to Munley. Munley gets it over. Sari Kwan with the save. And Hannah Stocking hits it over, but Bales digs it up. Ramos to Munley. Munley. Kelsey Lardner digs it up. Sari Kwan trying to save it. Fortunately, a little bit of miscommunication between her and Laura Price. She wasn't able to get it off the net, so that's going to be a point to Holy Names. And it is now 19-8. Holy Names trying to chip away at this lead that the Penguins just kind of whipped out of nowhere. And Sierra Taylor will go to serve. We're off. Sari Kwan gets it up. Kelsey Lardner sets to Wasco. Wasco trying to put it away off the hands of Zulueta, but Holy Names trying to scramble to save it. Zeltzer running all over the place. It hit off the top of the rafters in the gym. It's kind of a lucky play.
You know, those rafters in play as it hit the frames of the basketball hoops that they move up towards the ceiling for volleyball matches, and those are in play. It came down, though, the Lady Hawks unable to get the rebound, so to speak.
Ramos to Gibson. Gibson over. Palson digs it up. Kelsey to Stocking. Stocking just missing the line. We thought that she found that right side. So that's going to be a point to the Hawks. It's 20-9. Ramos is back to serve.
That's such a tough angle to get if you're Hannah Stocking in that last play.
Hannah Stocking, but she finds it. She goes back for round two. Kelsey Lardner sets it for Hannah Stocking, and she's able to finally find court. So it's going to be 21-9 Dominican University. Wasco's back to serve. Wasco, Hawaii native, serves it. It's up. Vartanian puts it up to Ramos. Back to Vartanian. Vartanian gets big blocked by Samantha Raines, and Samantha Raines is just owning the net tonight. It is 22-9 for Dominican University, and we are 3 points away from hopefully a win in set two.
Substitutions for the Penguins. Kelsey Lardner will take a seat as Becca Shira enters the game for the first time. She had a lot of playing time last night, played exceptionally well. Gail Stammer up 22-9 here in set number two after a set one victory. Going to go ahead and give her some more experience, more playing time.
And we're off. Wasco served it. Vartanian hit it up. Ramos set into the net, and unfortunately the Hawks got into the net, so it's going to be 23-9 Dominican University.
Yeah, Hawks caught under the net. Can't do that, as that'll get called every time. Lady Penguins, another gift point, Noel.
I couldn't have said it better myself, but unfortunately Wasco, a little bit too much English on it, hits it out of bounds on her serve, so it's 23-10. For the Lady Penguins. Luckily for us, we have a pretty nice lead, so it's not going to hurt us too much. Munley to serve, and a running start. Munley serves. Hannah Stocking gets it up. Shira to Samantha Raines. Raines getting it past the defensive specialist Bales, and it is 24-10 right now. Raines is having a great night tonight.
The big blocks, and that time she put on an offensive show with the cannon.
Stocking serves. Munley bumps it up to Ramos. Ramos to Vartanian, and Vartanian goes across court once again, like we've seen all night, finds court. So it is 24-11. And Bales will go to serve for the Hawks. Running start, and we're off. She finds Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones up to Shira, back to Jones. And it's going to be a two-touch by Shira, so it's going to be point to the Hawks, 24-12, and Bales will go back to serve. Shira has had a little bit of trouble with that this season, the two-touch. And Bales is up to serve. Oh, a little bit of miscommunication, but Larson gets it up to Wasco. Stocking then helps it over. Munley gets it up. Ramos to Vartanian. Vartanian hits it hard, but Wasco saves it up, and I think Shira thought it was over the net, so she went to block, but unfortunately it fell right in front of her, so it's going to be 24-13, holy names.
Yeah, going back to Rebecca Shira, you mentioned having a little bit of trouble getting the timing down. You enter a new setter into the game like that, it's going to happen. There's a little bit of growing pains. Shira also a sophomore, getting her feet wet here.
She has some big shoes to fill. Bales serves it over. Larson to Shira, Shira to Jessica Jones, but Jessica Jones hits the net and is 24-14. Timeout called by Coach Gail Stammer.
Well, the nice thing about a 24-14 lead is that the next point you get, you win. However, you don't want to let a team back into the game. You don't want to let them back into the match at all. You know, this is a huge win for the Lady Penguins and an even bigger game for the Lady Hawks. So they win this one, you're tied up at one rather than being down 2-0 and forced to win three in a row.
Exactly.
You know, we mentioned the Lady Hawks, they haven't had a whole lot of success. Their first win coming last time out on Thursday, a sweep over NDNU, and you know, maybe starting to feel a little bit of momentum themselves going into this match tonight. They know Dominican's hot. They know Dominican's got a great winning streak to their own credit, six in a row so far. Dominican really, they just want to keep playing what they've been doing. Keep playing Dominican volleyball. Stay the course.
And Bales to serve. Larson gets it up to Shira. And there's a little bit of miscommunication right now. Point, is it a reserve? What do we do? Oh, so it's a replay.
We're going to replay it here.
We're going to replay, but Bales again to serve.
Last play never happens.
And
so
she's to Stocking. Stocking, bad pass to Shira. Shira can't get to it. It's into the net, so now it's 24-15 Hawks.
Well, that play was over before it started. Awkward hit by Stocking. Really gave Shira nothing to work with. She dove out of bounds into the stands to try to save it, but really nothing doing in that situation.
Bales goes to serve after getting heckled by the icebox.
And it worked.
And it worked. It must have worked because Bales hits it into the net. So now it's 25-15, your final score for set two. And the Lady Penguins trying to get this done in three tonight.
The Lady Penguins playing a good game. Again, early on, same thing as it was in set number one, a back-and-forth match. It took a couple of breaks here and there. Dominican ran away with it, and we're finally able to put it away in set number two. They're in a good position, up 2-0, with a nice cushion as they head into the intermission.
Well, they're in a great cushion right now, and, you know, I just have to say that at first they were hitting in the hands, but it looks like they're finally finding the holes, and we're so effective now that we're doing that because, you know, we were just hitting to the Bales and hitting to Bales and hitting to Bales, and of course their LeBaire is going to dig it up. That's her job. So I think we got a little bit smarter. We're finding the holes. We're tooling off the block. Our transition tonight off the net is great, I have to say, and we're seeing some really standout players tonight. Samantha Raines, how many blocks does she got over there? You have the cue card, but she's having a great night tonight. She's some monster blocks, when especially against 27 Vartanian for the Hawks, because she's a big presence at the net.
Yeah, just one block for Raines, however, it was big, and you know, she's getting a lot of these block assists and helping up front. But the big key right now, Amanda Wasco, 5 more kills in set number 2, giving her 8 on the night. That surpasses the 200 kill mark, and really a great accomplishment for a first-time Penguin. Wasco has been unbelievable offensively, and you like to see that, especially with girls like Jessica Jones and Hannah Stocking leaving after this season. They've been so good. Jessica Jones and Hannah, the other Lady Penguins that have been able to put 200 kills in one single season. So with them departing, you like to see that really Gail Stammer's not missing anything on offense come next year when Amanda Wasco will be a junior.
Well, and speaking of next year, I mean, we talk about our three seniors. We sit here and we boast about them. Kelsey Lardner, clearly Jessica Jones and Hannah Stocking. Those are three people. Those are going to be some huge shoes to fill. And I'm very impressed with Coach Stammer because she's done a great job at finding the people that are going to also fill the puzzle when they're gone. Maybe not, obviously not take up or not make up for what they're doing because they're that good, but it's a growing process. You know, Palison already freshman of the week. She has the potential to be a dominating player. Wasco clearly coming from D1 and just showing out right now. And Shira had a great night last night. Obviously a little bit out of the groove right now, but that's hard when you just step into a game brand new. So I think that we're starting to see, like I said before, we're stepping out of our transition period. We're starting to be our own in Division II, and it's just exciting to see. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see it when I graduate because it's been a tough road.
The Lady Penguins, all that hard work finally coming to fruition here as they're able to rattle off a few wins and play some good inspired volleyball, and the Lady Penguins want to keep this going as they get ready to head out on the road. They'll be off to Hawaii, taking on BYU Hawaii on the 31st. They'll also play Chaminade and Hawaii Pacific in that road trip before returning home to the Conlin Center back on November 7th against NDNU.
In about 6 minutes and 40 seconds, we're going to be back with some more live action women's volleyball. Alongside Hunter Hornstein, I'm Noel Roll Dan, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Having one wife is incredible. I hope having a husband is even better.
Back at the Conlin Center for Dominican volleyball action, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein alongside Noel Rodan. Stuart Horn producing for us. And the Penguins with a 2-0 lead. Well, Noel, we could be looking at another win, something that has become somewhat of routine almost for this Dominican Penguin volleyball squad. A win here tonight could be their 7th win match in a row, and another win in PacWest play would improve them to 6-7, inching closer to that 500 mark, and really put an emphasis on a week and a half of just superb volleyball. We're back underway as the serve by the Penguins back in the southern end of the Conlin Center. Back row by the Hawks, bumped up. They hit it back row. There's Lee. Now to Lardner. She goes to Callen. She's blocked in front of the net by Pena. And the Hawks on the board first. It's 1-0.
I'm curious to see how the Hawks come out. Hunter, I mean, they were kind of dominated the first two games, so this is definitely their call to action right now.
Back row, there's the serve. Nearly a service ace, but it's saved by Lee. Ball's still alive as the Penguins cleared. They go left side to Vartanian. She finds the back row. And another kill for the Hawks. They're up 2-0, and the Lady Penguins down early.
This is something that the Penguins have done in the last three sets. They allow the team to get into the game the third set.
Back row as the serve is off. Wasco tries to put it away. Nothing doing. Helped across by Vartanian really quickly. And Lee goes to Jones. Jones clears it in the middle. Vartanian again bumps it over. Back set to Wasco. Wasco off balance. Finds Bales in the back row off her hands. And the kill for Wasco. She keeps racking them up. Her ninth of the night. And the Lady Penguins on the board. It's 2-1.
That was a key play by Wasco. We needed that point. You know, I've noticed that sometimes when the Lady Penguins come out flat, they allow those teams to get five-point leads. But it was good of Wasco to get that kill right there.
Powelson serves, goes left side. And the Penguins now back on offense. There goes Hannah Stocking, who finds the back court.
And Hannah Stocking just dominating tonight with just a monster hit. I mean, lately we've been seeing finesse Hannah, but right now we're just seeing power through Hannah, I guess you could call it.
Call it whatever you want. She's putting up the points for the Penguins. We're all tied at two. The big looping serve goes back row to the Hawks. That's number 16, Alexandra Calderon, who, after a good leave, kills it in the back row. They take the lead, 3-2 now. Holy names. Back to serve is Tatum Bales. She's the libero. She wears a white jersey, red font, whereas the rest of the Hawks uniforms are red with white lettering. Left side, Stocking, back row, kill. And Hannah, whatever you want to call her, is putting up the points.
I don't know. We don't have any nicknames for, I mean, I guess we could call her Super Stocking.
Super Stocking.
Super Stocking dominating that right side of the court, or left side of the court right now.
We're all tied at three as Lee goes on with the serve, back row. They go to Vartanian, left side. They're going to call the Penguins for being in the net and give the point to the Hawks. 4-3 now as they break the tie on the gift. Really a mental error by Dominican.
That is a mental error by Dominican, and we haven't really seen a whole lot of those tonight. So, like I said before, they need to keep the same composure. They need to set the tone right now and put them away because they need this momentum.
You're absolutely right. Back to serve are the Hawks, and they go ahead and get it away. They go left side. Now here's Stocking, bumped up from the net. There's Calderon. She tries to put it away to the back row to Powelson. Helped across quickly by Reigns in front of the net. The battle's won by Dominican. And again, we're all tied up. It's 4-4.
There's been a few battles like that tonight, just right at the net. Gibson and Munley going head-to-head with Reigns and whoever else on our team steps up. So Gibson trying to get it over just lifts it on accident. And it's going to be a service ace for Wasco off the hands of Hannah Kahi, Hannah Kahi. And it is 5-4 now, Penguins.
Just like that, they take the lead. Wasco back to serve once again. They set it, helped across, blocked in front of the net, somehow saved by the Hawks. Back row, Lardner back set to Reigns. Reigns back corner, Bales bumps it up, front of the net, helped across quickly by Vartanian. She's able to clear it. Back row by Powelson now, in front of the net, quickly helped across, and the Penguins see the Hawks tie it up once again as the point is awarded the way of holy names, 5-5. And as is the mantra with all these sets, it seems like, early on,
back and forth
battles. Absolutely. Calderon back to serve. Back row, Lardner goes left side. Stocking puts it away emphatically.
Just finding the hole between Gibson and Taylor, who Gibson and Taylor are no joke up there, trying to close the block, but Stocking was just too fast for them.
6-5 as she threaded the needle, and now she'll go back to serve. Back row bumped up, front of the net, helped across quickly. They call the Hawks for being up in the net and might have even touched the antenna on the far right side. Lady Penguins with the point, 7-5 now.
the Hawks tonight have been kind of passing their setters into the net, so unfortunately there's been a few off-the-net calls.
Battle in front of the net, won by the Hawks, as is bumped up by Jones. They go left side. Reigns, front of the net, blocked in front by Taylor. Taylor almost won it instead. Lady Penguins cleared the ball. Back row, there's Wasco. They go to Lardner. Left side, Jones. Jones off the hands of Taylor and out of bounds, and a point for the Penguins. The kill by Jones gives the Penguins an 8-5 advantage.
And Jessica Jones tooling off the block once again. She's done a great job tonight as well. I mean, all of our hitters tonight have just been on the money.
Calderon tries to put it away. Instead, it goes right into the net, blocked by Reigns as well. Point to the Penguins, 9-5. And the Hawks are starting to let this one slip away from them as Dominican recapturing that momentum. They saw the door was cracked a bit. Now they're primed to walk on through. Nearly a service ace by Jones. Check that was stalking. Here's Sam Reigns, who puts it away off the hands of Taylor. It was Taylor who went up to block it. Reigns really didn't matter. She just too powerful, went right through those hands. 10-5 now, 5-point lead. Lady Penguins with a 2-0 advantage.
It's kind of been the tone of the night, is where the Hawks and Penguins go bat to bat, but unfortunately right around point number 10, Penguins start running away with it.
Yeah, absolutely, and that seems to be the case now. If that holds, Penguins will sweep yet another opponent. Back row, as Hannah Stocking put a little too much on it, and it went out of bounds, and the Hawks get the point. 10-6 now. The Hawks coming off their win on Thursday against NDMU was the first for Allie Oliver. That's their head coach, her first win of the season. This is her first season with Holy Names. That's after spending the previous six with the Whittier College Poets. Gail Stammer on the other side in her fourth season, and arguably might be her best season as far as talent's concerned. We're back underway as Munley tried to put it away. Good block by Wasco, and then after the set by Lardner, Wasco puts it away for another kill. 11-6 now, Dominican leads.
And I had a feeling that tonight was going to be Wasco's night. I mean, she led last time against Holy Names, and I think that she's leading right now as well.
8 kills coming into tonight. Check that coming into this set, I should say, as Siri Kwan goes back to serve. It's bumped up by the Hawks. They go left side. Now back to the right side. To Dominican, back set for Callen. Callen blocked in front of the net, helped across, kept alive by Stocking. In the middle, Vartarian, they set. They'll go to Munley. Munley back row, there's Kwan. Left side to Jones. Jones back row off of the hands of Bale. She somehow keeps it alive. Munley helps it across gingerly. And another nice hit by Callen. They go back to Munley, left side. There's Wasco, ball high in the air, helped across by Lardner. Ball still alive, big rally now here at the Conlin Center between the Hawks and the Lady Penguins. Jones, though, off the hands, diving attempt by the Hawks. They'll keep it alive. Yes, it'll be Munley. Oh, my goodness.
Great volleyball right now.
Bales almost went into the booth, and Jessica Jones finally puts it away. And an exhausting rally goes the way of Dominican.
Calderon just diving into the radio table. We almost lost all of our equipment. That was just great volleyball, back and forth. Just too many hustle plays.
12-6. Kwan back to serve. Munley, right side, almost got it over the net, but it hit the top, rolled around it a couple of times, and then went back to the Hawks side, and the air gives the Penguins the point. 13-6 now, and Dominican, you gotta feel after that huge rally, has all the momentum.
Well, they needed to win that rally. It was all about momentum.
Munley, left side, stalking. They're all gonna go to Jones, who goes back row. Bales bumps it up. They're going to go left side again to Munley. Munley tries to get it. This time she will, as she beats Hannah Stocking in the back corner. And the point goes the way of the Hawks. 13-7 now. Dominican still leads. And all they have to do is win this set, Noel, and they can go home.
And that's the plan, Hunter.
Don't want to let the Hawks into it. Callen goes left side off the hands and out of bounds. That was Ramos, who tried to take on Callen's cannon and lost.
You know, Callen all season has just that back set. Her and Kelsey Lardner, they have great chemistry, and anytime she gets that back set, you know that there's a monster coming out.
14-7. They set it. They'll go left side, blocked by Callen. Callen gets another crack at it, and a diving attempt by Vartarian, who went off balance. They'll go to Wasco, back row off of Bales. Bales hits off her forearms, goes back over to the Penguin side. Kwan goes to Wasco. Back row bumped up by Ramos. They'll go to Vartarian. Left side, left hand. There's a diving attempt by Sari Kwan. It's bumped up. Vartarian in front of the net. Tried to get it, and she was called for being up and over the net, actually, and the Lady Penguins catch a break and the point, 15-7.
They definitely caught a break right there. Some great rallies, and luckily for the Penguins, we've been able to put it away because those are the type of rallies that turn around games.
It'll be Lardner back to serve, senior co-captain to Vartarian, who goes to Ramos. They'll go right side to Munley. Munley hit, had too much on that one, went out of bounds, and another point to the Penguins, 16-7. Dominican really pedal to the metal at this point.
You know, they're flooring it right now, trying to get to the end.
Lardner serve once again. Yes. Goes outside the right line, and a service error gives the Hawks the ball and the point, 16-8 now. Not a whole lot of those you see from Kelsey Lardner.
Not at all. Well, you don't see a whole lot of mental mistakes coming from Kelsey Lardner, but, I mean, as the center, she's basically the quarterback on the court.
Munley. Back to serve. Stalking. Lardner back set to Jones. Jones back row off of Bales. Ramos bumps it up for Munley. Munley runs up and hits it. They're stalking in the back. They go to Callen. Callen off the hands of Bales. Bales somehow saves it. And they go back to Jones. Jones back row. Did she find it? Yes. She got the line, and the kill gives the Penguins another point, 17-8.
Just finding that back right corner. The Lady Penguins are hitting so hard tonight. I don't think I've seen them hit this hard in a few games, but they're just shanking the ball off the Hawks' hands.
Maddie Pallison running up. Back row off of Munley. Ramos saves it. They go to Vartarian. Vartarian gets the best of Pilkerton, who just came into the game. Caught her off balance, hit the top of the net, and then went right into Pilkerton's elbows. And it's a point for the Hawks, 17-9. You mentioned big hits by the Penguins. That was a big one there by the lefty Vartarian.
Well, Vartarian from the get-go has come out hitting very hard tonight. I mean, she's, like I've said before a million times, I sound like a broken record, but she's been a huge presence at the front for the Hawks.
And a huge hit by Bales on the service as it goes off the hands of Stocking and out of bounds for the ace. Two consecutive points for the Hawks, 17-9. Bales will do it again. This one, way too much on it as it goes up and over everything. And the service error gives the Penguins a point, 18-9 now, as they're inching closer to the red zone.
Unfortunately for the Hawks, they're trying to chip away, but, you know, it's those mental errors, the freebies that they're giving away that are really allowing the Penguins to run away with this.
Amanda Lee with an aggressive serve back row. Penguins keep it alive. Helped across quickly by Stocking. It goes right into the net. Hawks with the point, 18-11 now. Dominican still leads. And really, it's going 1 point Dominican, 1 point Hawks, 1 point Dominican, 1 point Hawks. And if the Penguins want to wrap this one up, they got to go on another streak like they did early in set two and three. Two and one, I should say.
Exactly. This is not the time to trade points.
Back row on the Hawks serve. They set for Raines. Raines goes to Munley. Munley now back row will clear it. Left to Stocking. Pilkerton goes left side. Vartarian in front of the net. Battle up front. Do the Penguins win? The Hawks kept it alive somehow as Munley clears it. We'll go to Lardner. Left side. Stocking off the hands of Ramos. Saved by Vartarian. They go left side to Calderon. And Calderon with a very awkward hit. Hit it out of bounds. Point to the Penguins. 19-11.
I don't know. Calderon was trying to find the go across court once again, but I think it just came off the hands awkwardly.
That's the lefty serve by Pilkerton. Jess clears it. Big block in front of the net by the Penguins as the Hawks tried to kill it. Ramos just clears it. It tipped off of Raines' hands and went out of bounds. That was Pena, excuse me, as Pena put it away. 19-12. Back to serve for the Hawks will be Calderon. Here we go. Stocking to Lardner. Back set for Raines. Raines off the hands in front of Munley and out of bounds. And the kill by Raines puts the Penguins in the red zone. It's 20-12.
Raines just tooling off the block again. The Lady Penguins, I've seen them work on all these things all week long, and it's so good to see them putting it to use.
Back to serve for the Penguins. And away we go. Munley goes cross court. She is met by Stocking. Lardner sets for Jones. Jones finds the back line. The kill by Jones, 21-12, off the hands of a Hawk. as it was out of bounds. Had nobody touched it, the Hawks would have gotten the point, as that one had a lot of English on it.
Jessica Jones is just hitting hard tonight. And speaking of which,
that was Hannah Stocking hitting it a little too hard. Her second service error as it goes out of bounds. Gives the point to the Hawks, 21-13. Lady Penguins still lead. Seems like every time the Penguins take one or two points up, they give one right back. Trading points for the Hawks. In this rivalry match, it goes all the way back to when the Nuns fought over the Gardens, wasn't it?
The
right?
Gardens.
Good match here, though, 21-14. Lady Penguins leading at 2-0, trying to put it away in three and sweep their third consecutive match and win their seventh. They go left side. Jones, back row, off the hands, bumped up. Munley to Stocking, now to Lardner. Again, left side to Jones. Jones finds the back corner, 22-14.
Two Hawks diving for that one, but Jessica Jones got that off quick.
Sam Raines will take a seat. Sari Kwan back into the game. Megan Callen back into the game. Kwan leading the team in service aces, coming into tonight with 23. One of the best at the business. And a big block up front by Callen gives the Penguins another point, 23-14.
It's a great block by Kelsey Lardner and Callen. They just block it into the opposite side of the court where there was no Hawks.
Kwan serve again, off the hands, awkwardly. Hawks keep it alive, though. Bumped up by the Penguins. There's Jones, tries to find the back row, bumped up by the Hawks. They'll go Munley, met in front of the net. Ball still alive. Callen puts it away. Oh, it went out of bounds. A tough angle from where we're sitting, and it looked like she might have found that back corner. However, it did go out of bounds, and the Hawks with the point, 23-15. And away we go. Lardner goes cross court to Jones. Jones almost takes off Bale's head as Munley goes back row. Pilkerton to Lardner. They go back to Jones. This time Jones just helps it across, and the dink works. And it's match point for the Lady Penguins, 24-15. And Dominican, originally named College of the Most Holy Name, back in the day almost taking advantage here of Holy Names University, and could try to put it away right here. Set point, away we go. Vartarian off the hands of Stocking, back row. Kwan bumped up, just cleared by the Penguins. Ramos goes to Vartarian. Vartarian helps it across. Lardner goes left side to Stocking. Jones is down on the ground and little gimpy as she gets up. Big block by Pilkerton goes out of bounds. The point to the Hawks, but really the focus now on Jessica Jones, as she was down. Took her a while to get up. When she did, she's favoring that left ankle quite gingerly as she's limping off the sidelines. Now it looks like she's walking it off, but she'll exit the game. We hope that she's okay. 24-16, match point for the Penguins. Lardner sets for Callen. Callen puts it away. That's it. Clean sweep. The Penguins have won seven straight. 25-16, your final. And the Lady Penguins keep it rolling, Noelle.
With seven straight, Hunter. It's been great volleyball here at the Conlon Recreation Center. Both teams came out tonight playing great, but unfortunately the Penguins were able to play flawless volleyball. I have to say, all the work that they've been putting in practice is completely showing right now. Coach Stammer is doing something right.
They haven't lost since Monday, October 7th, and that trend will continue. The Lady Penguins sweep their old Cal Pac rivals, Holy Names University, now both playing in the Pac West. They sweep them in three, 25-14 set one, 25-15 set two, and then 25-16 set three. So the Lady Penguins keep it rolling, Noelle, and really a great offensive outburst by everybody, and everyone really contributed on that roster.
Once again, everyone contributed, and you know, we had a pretty easy game last night. I don't want no disrespect to Mills College, and so there was scoring all across the board as well last night. So it's nice to see that with a better opponent tonight, we're doing the same thing, and we need all the momentum we can get. We're going on the Hawaii trip soon. On Thursday, we play Hawaii BYU, who right now is number one in the Pac West, and I think, I don't know what their what their ranking is in Division II overall, but they were number two for a while there. And the Lady Penguins went pretty hard with them the third set, I think it was, the last game.
The 12-1 BYU Hawaii is, they'll take on them, Chaminade University and Hawaii Pacific. So a strong play will be needed as they head over to the islands. This Saturday night crowd treated to some fantastic volleyball by the Penguins. They returned the favor by giving them a standing ovation after the Lady Penguins broke their huddle. And it's all smiles as the Penguins win back-to-back games, win their seventh one here at the Conlin Center, and overall will move to 9-14 and 6-7 in PacWest play. Our next broadcast comes Thursday, November 7th against the Belmont rivals, the NDNU Argonauts. You can hear that game here on Penguin Radio. For Stuart Horn, for Noel Rodan, my name is Hunter Hornstein, reminding you that the final score, Lady Penguins win their seventh in a row with a big sweep over Holy Names. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll hear you on November 7th. And New York City's like a friend of ghosts. You see my best right through. I know I'm gonna miss the USA. I guess I'll miss it every single day.